The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I feel like DJ Automatic needs to get something off of his chest.
Oh.
Now, he's my husband, but he can't stop talking about it. He's only told two people in the world, me and you, Anthony A. Let's say good morning to the people. Good morning. It's Monday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic and I are married. And the other morning, he comes back from a run, and he says, you won't believe what I did.
Hold on. I don't know how to even say it.
Just tell the story like you told me.
Okay, we were running.
You and the dogs.
Me and the dogs. We run every morning. It's not even light out yet. I got to say that. That is a very, very important part of this story.
When you say dogs, like your dogs, like your puppies, like your
canines. My dogs.
Yeah, those huskies.
I say dogs in regards to my homies.
Yeah, those
they are my homies.
Okay, all right.
And as we move further in the story, you're going to see how much of homies they are. So I'm on my normal run, and we get to a certain point, and I'm like, man, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm not going to make it the whole way. So I turn around, and I start running home. Got about, I don't know, about a block from the house, and I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't take it.
Oh, so yeah,
I had to go. I went, yeah, between a car and in the bush.
Oh, that's okay. You're a guy.
So it was dark out.
Hold on, number one or two?
It wasn't number one.
Oh. That's why.
Maybe one of the lowest points of my life, and I have been checking the Nextdoor app just to make sure I don't make the video.
But the weirdest part is, he said, Dana, the dogs were looking at me like, yeah, you're part of the pack.
They were like, oh, good job, dude.
Well, they're used to performing for an audience.
This all lasted like a total of maybe 4 seconds, maybe. And then I was only like a block from the house, so it wasn't that bad.
Nah, it's bad, dog.
And we usually go back and pick up the dogs. So I said, do you want to go back?
Dana, you know what? Stop.
Dana, no.
Oh, yeah, dang. Automatic, if you're going to confess that, brother, you're not alone, dude. One time I was in this weight loss competition, and it was a day of weighing. Right for the grand prize,
yeah.
And I was so pumped, dude. I had done all this detoxing, I had all this fiber loaded up in me.
Oh, no,
so I go through the little process of checking in, dude. But I had to leave before they revealed the winner because I couldn't hold myself anymore.
No.
So I beelined straight to the gas station across the street, running down the gas station aisle. Didn't make it all the way to the bathroom, dog.
Oh,
down my short ass, dog. There's a shot.
I wasn't gonna do that. There's no way I'm doing that.
I felt so bad, bro. I just threw him in the trash can in there, dude,
and
walked out. No short ass, dude. No. Short this, dog.
You took off your undies and left them in the bathroom.
They were marked up. I couldn't sit back in them.
What are you supposed to do with them?
I couldn't sit back in them. I feel so. That gas station employee, my heart's with you, dude.
God, you guys are
you're
sad.
You're obviously a lot more removed from the situation because I'm still mortified.
The last time I had an accident, I was 4, so I feel way better.
Okay.
The last time I did what I did, I was about 7. I remember doing it
outside.
Outside
on purpose.
Neighbor's yard.
Ooh.
Why?
Because I was 7. I don't want to go back inside.
My favorite one, that was my little brother when he was in kindergarten. He didn't want to miss out on playtime, so he just relieved himself, number one, in his pants, and then laid out in the sun and let it air dry.
No! Yeah.
It was so funny, dude.
Man, that's when you get those nicknames like Pee Pee Tom, things like that. All right, Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Senior Citizen Day, all right? They're not the only ones who need diapers.
Yeah,
somebody send a box of Depends. A box of Depends to this studio.
And we got National Spumoni Day, which is a nice frozen treat from Italy. All right, and we'll wrap it up on Brazilian Blowout Day, which Dana knows all about.
Okay, so Brazilian Blowout is a chemical process that you put on your hair, and it takes away the frizz. And I've heard it's really bad for you. I don't know. I've done it, though, anyway. But that's all I know. It's supposed to make your hair straight so it can grow longer and la, la, la.
Can it fix a hairline?
No, Anthony.
Ah, damn, okay.
No.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to talk about being too politically correct because I believe that it can do harm. However, that doesn't mean if someone's wrong, you don't get to call them out. There's a difference between taking things over the top or somebody saying something out of pocket and you're not being able to, you can't call them out because you're being politically correct. No, that's not okay. You had something happen to you recently that I was taken aback by, Automatic.
Yeah, so I was standing outside a hotel and a guy who was not black and I've known him for a while, he walks up to me and he says, "What's up, my N-word?"
Oh.
And I looked at him and I said, okay.
You didn't even say okay.
No, I literally said, okay. and he could tell that I didn't like it, because for me, I'm like, I just don't like the word period. But especially if you're not black, you shouldn't be using it. So that's my political correctness light.
So right there,
so
you're like,
yeah, like hate speech, all that stuff. But up until I'm like, it's okay to push it to the line, but once you cross that line, it's not okay with
you
me.
You was crazy about this whole situation. Got that it. He avoided you like for yeah, the
we
rest
didn't talk.
Of the time.
We didn't talk again after that.
So he knew it made you feel uncomfortable.
I made it clear. That I wasn't okay with it.
I've done things like that, too. And we're talking about this because I call this segment the Fat Club. And somebody said that fat was a bad word. And I pushed back. I know I pushed back. And I said, fat is not a bad word. Fat is what's on your body. It's not who you are. And I used to be overweight. And I want to have this discussion because of health issues here in America. Like, if we keep saying love your body, which we all should love our bodies, but fill it with junk and make obesity, normalize obesity, then is that really politically correct, or is that doing harm to ourselves?
Doing harm.
That's the most politically incorrect thing ever.
I don't think calling somebody fat is hate speech.
I don't think so either. Now,
it might make you feel uncomfortable.
When you're talking about race, religion, and things like that, you should be politically correct. We've come a long way. We know better, so we should do better. Words don't hurt you. If you don't like what somebody says, you don't have to engage. You don't have to watch. You don't have to listen. You don't have to participate. And if someone's pendejo enough to believe stupidity and ignorance, you're not going to change their mind anyway.
I'm going to push back on that, because words do hurt people.
No, you're right. Automatic. You're right. But you don't have to engage with that
person.
But you
don't have to be overly sensitive and talk in a certain kind of way just to make everyone comfortable. Because that's what gets us in this situation where people who are obese don't want to be called fat.
Well, it's because of what you said in the first place. Words do hurt, but then we'll take it back to what I said. We have to push back on some narratives, because if you are overweight, if you are obese, you're doing yourself harm. That body, for religious people, that's your temple. What do you put in your temple? Trash? No, good things, good things. We talked to Janelle James from the hit ABC show Abbott Elementary, and I had to ask her what she thought about the current state of cancel culture and being too politically correct.
I think it's a little overblown, the whole canceling of everybody that I know that's been so-called canceled. I'm still seeing and hearing all of them.
Showing out all over, right?
I'm like, still making a lot more money than me.
I'm trying to get canceled.
Maybe I should. Exactly. Maybe I should.
R. Kelly's in jail, but people still listen to his music.
That's different.
That's convicted. That's not canceled.
I don't support pedophilia. There's a difference. If you say something I don't like.
You're arrested for saying stuff.
Yeah. That's something I wanted to talk about. The idea of like R. Kelly or SPM or whoever else. If you in jail, you did something bad. That's the difference. If you say something I don't like, if I don't like it, I don't want to cancel you. I just won't support you.
Exactly. And it's just, I feel like the advent of the internet and hearing people's opinions all the time, seeing people's opinion. People aren't, even me as a comedian, aren't used to getting like feedback like that. You know
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
Like you said, it used to be if somebody don't like you, they just don't come to your show. Now they're typing at you, they're typing at their friends.
And that's what I mean right there. That's what I mean. There's a difference between being convicted and just being flat out wrong, and cancel culture and being too politically correct.
I could have picked somebody better as an example.
but that's the difference. There's people that have done some crazy things that aren't canceled.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really gets canceled.
It's more like you get shamed publicly.
And sometimes people don't care. They like it. They like when someone's crass.
It's done a lot for some careers. I mean, look at Donald Trump.
But I feel like some people got to get a little bit more politically incorrect. Back to that. Yeah, incorrect, incorrect. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Just start talking your
I know. Just do it. But it's also dangerous to say things that aren't, like you said, like we start full circle, the N-word or whatever. I'm sorry. I'm not about that. There's just certain lines you don't cross. And if you do, I just don't want to engage with you. I'm not going to cancel you. I'm not going to try to get you fired. I'm just not going to engage. That's the way I see it. And I'm going to come with truth. I'm going to push back with truth and facts and love. Because that's what the Fat Club is here for. It's not to make anybody feel bad by saying fat. It's to educate you on what you need to do to get healthy.
And hopefully you'll get rid of that fat.
Yeah. A little fat's okay. A little low-key fat.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have our very own Siermati on the phone.
Hey.
It is time for What's Your Sign? May I ask you a question, Mati?
Yes.
How are you feeling today? Does anyone ever ask you, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. And thank you for asking. People do ask me, but I like the love.
Oh, I appreciate it. I love it. So, okay. So I want to remind people that are listening, it's a chance for you to get a reading with Sirmati. All you have to do is call right now. You call the radio station or send me a voice message to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Now we have our caller on the line. Of course, I always ask people, begin with your sign.
Gemini.
Okay, I'm a Gemini too. Come on, sister. What's your first name?
Gloria.
Gloria, what do you want to ask Psychic Mati? Go ahead.
What's going on with my relationship?
Girl, that was like, what's going on with my relationship? Ooh. That was more of like an angry versus a question.
I feel a knot in my throat, a heaviness in my chest as soon as I connected with her energy. I feel she's dealing with a person that is very harsh with their words. It seems like they're very disrespectful, and I just want to say that. And a lot of things are about to come to light that are going to make things very clear for her. There's going to be this moment of awakening almost. It's going to wrap up a big cycle for her, whether that means she steps away. I do feel, I have to be 100, I feel she's about to step away from this relationship. I do see that. There's endings here. There's new beginnings.
It's her moment to move away from that negativity into something greater. Take that lesson and move forward.
Yeah, I do feel that this is her way of stepping away from a toxic situation.
All right. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? What do you feel for all of us collectively through your energy and guidance?
Mercury's retrograding this Wednesday. It's beginning. It's already in the energy, but this Wednesday is when it's actually fully going retrograde, and it'll be retrograde for 3 weeks. The energy of this week is really calling us to let go of outdated thinking patterns, releasing the past, and forgiving a lot of things that are going to allow us to move forward. But we're right now in retrograde season. So many planets are retrograde. It's not just Venus. It's not just Mercury. We also have Saturn being retrograde. Jupiter is about to do that as well. When planets do this as a collective, it's calling upon us to really reevaluate our life so that before we can move forward, we have to go a little bit back and evaluate things.
Forgiveness. It's so hard. It's easy to say, you give the advice to someone else, forgive, forgive. And when it's you, it's hard. When you're carrying that burden of not forgiving someone around, it weighs heavier on you than them.
Forgiveness is a way to soften our hearts. Yep. It really is.
Otto, you need to forgive because you got a hard heart,
forgive.
Sir.
I don't care.
What's tough is internal forgiveness. What about
forgiving yourself
for things you said? And I got
to
do that right now.
That's the part I need to work
because
on.
I actually said some words that I didn't mean to say when I was very upset. So I'm going to be exercising that this week.
A little self-reflection there, Anthony.
Yes.
All right. I want you to follow Sirmati. She always has really daily posts that are uplifting. It's @IllisDivinity on Instagram. And you can connect with her if you want a more one-on-one. Now, we won't put you on the radio. You're welcome to call in right now for your own reading or send me a voice message to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Mati, as usual, we love you so much. Thank you for your insight.
I love you so much, too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Britney Spears' prenup with her soon-to-be ex-husband Sam has been revealed. Let's talk about this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Usain Bolt celebrating his birthday. Comedian Bro Burnham celebrating his birthday. Brody Jenner and YouTube star Piper Rockwell celebrating her birthday.
I'm going to start off talking about Kim Kardashian. She hired herself a very important woman in the world of finance. Let's talk about this with our financial advisor, Kyle, who's on the line. He helps me in DJ Automatic. Kyle, are you there?
Hey there.
Okay, so you went to the big school, right? You went to the big school for like financing and stuff, right? I mean, I don't even know what the right word is.
Yes, I got a CFP.
I don't know what that means. See, that's how fancy it is. Okay, so
what does CFP stand for? Certified Financial Planner?
Correct.
Oh, nice. Look, that's at DJ Automatic. Automatic's the only one in the room with a degree. Of course he knew the answer. So my question to you is, what is a private equity firm?
So basically what they do is they provide capital to companies or different sectors to really allow a company to grow. They're like seed funding startup businesses.
They're giving people money if they see a good idea or something they can
so
invest in and make more money.
Shark Tank.
That's kind of a smaller scale example, but pretty much.
Ooh. So Kim Kardashian just hired the ex-Apple and Burberry executive for her private equity firm. What? Kim Kardashian has a private equity firm?
Yeah, well, Kim Kardashian has more money than God. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
We're actually going to have Kyle come on the show to talk about finances and how to invest, and he's going to be a part of our live podcast coming soon. Now I'm going to switch gears and talk about Kid Rock recently photographed sipping a Bud Light. So what? Supposedly Bud Light was canceled, their sales are down, and Kid Rock was leading the way. He likes Bud Light.
Did he shoot it up with like a machine gun or something?
Yeah, but the thing is, he was just trying to get more on the shelves for himself. Joke was on us. And then finally, Britney Spears, of course, announced she's divorcing her husband of a year, Sam Agari. And the prenup says he gets nothing.
Ooh.
But I think he'll probably, like Chris Humphries, he was married to Kim Kardashian. I think she threw him 10 or 20 million just to get it over with. I think Sam's going to get something like
that. I did say that he said she was cheating on him with somebody who works at the house there. So if she's cheating, does he get money then?
I don't know, but I think it's with plies. That's what I think. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, today's food news is going to tug at your heartstrings. One of my favorite breakfast meats is doing something amazing from Maui. It's Monday. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Monday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
Man, his first hashtag, there's new data from Moody's Analytics that says the current rent-to-income ratio in the U.S. is huge. The gap keeps growing. The income ratio is at 30.2%, which means people are spending about 30% of their income on rent.
Oh.
Which is no bueno at all. I don't know how
I could tell you that just by looking outside. There's so many more homeless people than there used to be.
We're like, they just don't want to work. When you are making $15 an hour and your rent is hundreds or thousands of dollars a month, what do you want people to do?
It's tough.
Gas is $5 or
$4. It's wild to me. We've got to fix this situation. There's got to be an answer, a real solution
to this problem.
I would encourage anybody, if you're going through a situation where you're kind of finding tough ends to meet for a rent, look for like emergency rental assistance too, because there's still a lot of that money.
No, you're right.
Around.
You're right. But it comes in doses, right? You don't get it every month.
Yeah, well, my brother got approved for it. So
good.
I'm just, if you need it, go get it.
I saw on the cover of Time magazine a teacher who said, I have to work a second job and donate plasma to pay her rent.
Dang.
A teacher here in the United States of America, that is not okay. We got to find a solution. Write your congressman and your local representatives today. DJ Automatic Food News.
Spam and Hormel Foods are doing something great for the people of Maui. They're actually going to donate 264,000 cans of Spam along with cash. And they're also doing a t-shirt that all the proceeds will go back to the people of Maui.
So I can buy a Spam t-shirt.
Yes.
And the contribution will go to the people of Maui. I love Spam. My nana used to fry it up with huevo con Spam. It's so good with a homemade tortilla.
Spam is huge in Hawaii.
No, I know. It's in a can. Mm. And it's just meat. I don't know what it is.
Spam
really
was huge in my house growing up too, dog.
Really,
my grandma would always have it on deck. Spam, and then also just a separate, but Vienna sausages.
Like, oh,
I would,
my
bro,
gosh.
I would eat that stuff.
I love
all the
little Vienna weenies with saltine crackers. Honey, baby, or potted meat.
Gosh, so good.
I'm going to let you guys keep those opinions to yourself.
Okay. You eat cat food in the studio every day.
I eat tuna.
You eat vending machine tuna. You eat vending machine tuna.
And it's delicious.
Ugh, gross, dude.
Give me a can of potted meat, please. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and kick it off with National Brazilian Blowout Day. That deserves its own day, according to CBS News.
It's a big deal. It straightens your hair out, but I've heard it's...
Did people stop doing it because it was really bad for your scalp?
Supposedly it had formaldehyde in it, which is what we use for dead bodies.
Cadavers. We also got National Spumoni Day, which is celebrating an Italian frozen treat consisting of three flavors of ice cream and some canned fruit and nuts. So go get some ice cream today. And it's also National Senior Citizen Day.
Yes.
So shout out to all the homies on the way out.
That seemed
a little too rude. That was
a little too soon, Anthony, for some people.
Sorry.
Shout out to your grandma, your grandpa. If they are still alive, if you're blessed to have them in your life, call them today. And may I suggest, during the holidays, take yourself to a senior citizen home or a nursing home. Just pay them a visit for an hour. Remember, we delivered flowers. It means something. Sometimes these people don't have any family members that go see them. Trust me, it won't just make a difference in their life. It'll make a difference in your own life, too. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every Monday inside the Dana Cortez Show, we have our What's Your Sign segment, where we talk to our seer, Seer Mahdi, and she gives us our weekly forecast.
And if you don't know what a seer is a psychic.
There it is. Hello. And she let us know that we are heading into Mercury retrograde. But she said this week we need to practice forgiveness. Here's a snippet of that.
The energy of this week is really calling us to let go of outdated thinking patterns, releasing the past, and forgiving a lot of things that are going to allow us to move forward.
Ooh, forgiveness. That's a tricky one. So what we're going to focus on right now is self-forgiveness. Hi, welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and this is perfect for what I'm going through right now. Okay. I experienced, I would say, some career snubbing from a place that I thought I was cool with. Right? I thought I was cool with this comedy
club.
Always
hurts the most when it comes from the homies,
yeah,
right?
Dog. I thought I was cool with them. We've been dating and courting each other for about 4 years now, and they basically hit me with, it's not that serious yet. Right? So in my moment of anger, I used a word that I would not reiterate on air against them, and I have to forgive myself right now for using that word because I know it's offensive to some people. So
you forgive yourself. Okay,
I'm doing that right now. Yeah. Automatic, have you ever had to practice self-forgiveness, or do you think are you hard on yourself?
I was hard on myself this past week because I had an incident where I felt like I overreacted. We had a hole in our roof because we had just got our roof redone.
Oh my God, that's a frustrating situation.
Yeah, and so
right
I was
there.
Very frustrated. And then I had to go meet the roofers. When I get there, my daughter's stuff is all over the house. So we have a two-story. So I have to go. The only way to get to the access to the roof is through the bathroom and the two-story. Her bathroom is a complete mess.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm gonna have to take these people upstairs to show them and like show them where the leak is, show them everything. And her room, everything's a mess. I flipped her bed.
Oh my!
Damn. After I did it, I was like, you're acting like you're dead.
Oh, let's go. Therapy session time.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't believe you even did. I haven't even said sorry to her for
about
it.
Oh, my God.
But at the same time, I felt like it was justified because I was like, I've told you to clean your room like 30 times, and now I got to bring people in the house, and now they have to look at your mess.
In the moment of anger, anything you do is always justified. I was hot. I was mad. Blah, blah, blah. And you end up looking back and being like, in hindsight, that's very cringe.
Yeah, it was awful. And then I still owe her an apology, but at the same time, she still needs a cleaner room.
I feel that, dog. According to goodthink.com, there's four R's that you need to practice when wanting to execute self-forgiveness. The first one is responsibility. Accept what happened and show yourself some compassion. All right?
Do you accept what you said?
Yes, I accept what I said and understand that the scenario may be bigger than my own ego. All right? Number two, remorse. All right? Use remorse as a gateway to positive behavior change. So next time you walk into a dirty room, you don't flip the bed. Restoration. Make amends with whomever you're forgiving, even if it's yourself.
I got to work on that one.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to have to apologize to
you. Yeah, we'll get to it.
And the last R of self-forgiveness is renewal. Learn from that experience and grow as a person.
Yes.
And that's all we can do.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yes, dude. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. And even if it's in the bathroom, love yourself. All right. If that bathroom's dirty or clean, it don't matter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.